On tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the women are schizophrenic and dangerous. It's all happening here. Season 7, episode number 17, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome. You know what we're here to talk about, the Beverly Hills ladies. And we're here with a full house packed of fresh opinions, previews, news and gossip, and more. I'm your host, Grants, _Rants, on Twitter, and sitting next to me,
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JenniferLeoneTV.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please follow me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy. And I am so excited because I was booked on the Real, actually, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood today. And I said no because I wanted to be here for our special guest star, Jill Simone.
Yes!
Who you have seen from so many shows like The Reels Channel, The Travel Channel. She's got a fantastic book. We're going to be talking about moms today, so I am so excited to be here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
We heard that you live for Beverly Hills.
No joke. I live for the Beverly Hills Housewives. My husband hates it.
What?
Every Tuesday night, I'm like, okay, good night, bye. And then I go out to the couch and I sit with the DVR and I get like a snack and he's like, you're watching that again?
Oh my gosh.
It does go on for a while. I mean, look, we're at 17. We started this before the beginning of the year.
I know.
So yeah, to anyone who's waiting for this show to end, good luck.
Yeah. Well, the ratings are going through the roof. Yes. Our show is moving up the charts on iTunes. This is one of the most watched shows on AfterBuzz, so thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So appreciated. Really. I mean, we wouldn't have anyone without you. You know
yes.
what I mean? So I want to hear your thoughts, Jill, on just kind of your so far. We're at the end. Next week is the finale. So what do you have to say about your overall impressions of season 7?
Okay, drama. When I was watching it with all y'all, they're so much fun to watch it with, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We were sitting there and we got our headphones on and we're watching it, and every time I saw Rinna say, I love her, but like this season I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's like, come on, girl.
Creating a storyline.
Right?
Yeah. And we all peel out in laughter. I mean, the things that she say, it's perfect, though. It's perfect for reality TV. She's making this
TV.
Season. She's working.
But did you feel uncomfortable? Like, sometimes when she said it, I was like, oh, and like, I feel uncomfortable.
I was embarrassed for her. It was second embarrassment. You look ridiculous. You just look terrible. Sorry.
I wish Dorit would have, like, barked back a little bit more at that table with all the accusations. She kind of was just shocked sitting
there.
Well,
because it's probably true.
I know.
Oh!
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly.
Yes.
Well, what are they going to do, sue me?
Eden was kind of quiet, too, during that episode. And so when we saw the previews for next week, I'm glad that Eden looks like she's going to get back into the mix again. But even Lisa Rinna said towards the end, she said, if I took a Xanax every day, I would be like a zombie going through the show. So that was good to hear because, man, those, they will put you out. I mean, they're... they all couldn't sleep in Hong Kong, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking they should have...
Some people do.
Yeah. Some people do, and they do. You know, I don't want to say they have...
People
who
need them.
People
who
need them.
They're very low dosage. I don't know anyone. I know people who have taken them, but I don't know.
But they could have taken them.
Get on a flight. Pop a
Xanax. No, I never have. And you know what? I wish the hell I did, because I took a red eye for Thanksgiving that I'm still bitching about.
You would have forgotten it.
Exactly.
Well, remember all the girls said they couldn't sleep every night in Hong Kong? That would have been the time to take a Xanax. But you don't want to take it in the morning, I don't think. You know, like, like you wouldn't be able to operate for the most part. It's too much.
Well, at the top of the episode, we revisited that question. Were you doing coke in the bathroom?
Ooh.
And then Rinna followed it up with saying, well, I just have to be honest about it. Why?
Well, hold on, Grant. Hold on. If you remember last week, they actually showed Kyle pushing and pushing and pushing Lisa Rinna and saying, are you insinuating something? And they cut that out this time. But when Lisa went into it, even I think Jill, I think, and Jenna, we were thinking, yeah, maybe something really was happening in the bathroom, because it is odd. You don't just all get up from the table and do that. And listen, in Beverly Hills and in Hollywood, that is a sign you're doing something in the bathroom.
Right? Well, yeah. And
it's happened once before on this show, right?
And
Yes.
And is everyone here going to like get up and leave me here by myself on the? No, that it does. Like it's a reality in this industry.
Right.
See, a lot of people do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when they went to, because I didn't even think twice earlier in the season when they showed Rinna sitting there with that guy alone.
Right.
But then when they showed the shot on this episode, I was like, wait a second, where did everybody go? That's weird.
And on top of it, people left their phones behind.
And also, if you notice, the tables were all set and they had just finished dinner. So that was odd to me. And I almost felt like, I told Jenna, I said, it looks like they maybe did this at the afternoon and made it look like it was dark with the filters and everything. And they changed how it looks. Because I felt when she was running.
So you're saying it's staged.
I feel like when they showed that piece, that was when she came in to have, remember in the earlier in the afternoon to sit with the older gentleman?
Mm-hmm.
That was the scene. They were the first to arrive, weren't they, earlier when we saw that? And so they re-showed it as if it was at night and everybody left the table. So I think they did a little trick there, which reality TV is not above doing tricks.
So we were tricked.
I think you're right, Grant.
Wait, Grant, what do you feel?
We have
I want to know.
Theory on the other end
say,
of the table.
Okay, so what's
no real theory. I just think that it was legit. I don't think there were filters involved. I think literally
they went to go
that's
have
what happened.
After.
I don't know. I've never done Coke. Is it better after a meal? Do you take it with dessert? I don't know.
If you want to stay thin.
Don't look at me. I'm a mother. I have a book about pregnancy. Don't look at me.
But Joe, you're so thin.
Seeking answers.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
It is
but
a thing,
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I think it did happen. I think everybody did get it from the table. I'm just saying that shot that they showed was a little odd, and you pick those things up. Like, I love doing Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I'm not allowed to reveal stuff on the show. I watched me last season. I did a scene with Nikki Baby, and I couldn't come today because I wanted to be here. But they do little tricks. I'm not saying that show does, but, you know, to show it, I think it did happen, and they just didn't film it, or they couldn't use the footage, and so they went back to that, and they showed that clip.
Because it is odd, because they're not discussing, like, where is everyone? They're talking about, like, oh, I think Elliot is saying something. Oh, I'm surprised that PK didn't say, and then it cuts out.
Mm-hmm.
So it is odd. It's not like they're sitting there like looking at each other and go, where'd everyone go? So it is like, it could be like a grab.
But do we think Lisa would bring this up if Dorit didn't insinuate that she was doing drugs? Or is this just something that Rinna does to just deflect what's about her?
Well, that's what kind of was mentioned. Rinna said that, Dorit, you questioned if I was a Xanax addict, and then she stormed out, and then she said, I saw what I saw, and she left it at that.
You know what? All the women were pushing each other, and Erica used that as, you were pushing me, so I finally exploded. I had the meltdown. I've been trying to take the high road the entire season, so I get it.
To
She's
Eileen.
Human. Yes, and then the same thing with Rinna and Dorit. I think they push
each
other.
I don't think that's the same at all.
In a way, they are pushing each other,
I
and
guess.
Then they, I know Rinna's a little crazy, okay. But they push, Dorit brings up things, and then they lash back, and they deflect, or they do whatever, or they lash back, but that's part of it, and I think that's what happened.
Well, I don't know.
Go, tell us your side, Jennifer.
I feel like Dorit doesn't expect someone to come back at her, mm-hmm. and then now that
she
all this is
ready.
Happening, yeah, she wasn't ready, and now that this is all happening, that she's like, what?
Well, Lisa Vanderpump.
You know, I don't know.
Lisa Vanderpump was right there to coach her. Oh, I've been through it. I've been through all of it. You were great. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
I love the emotion in your
relax.
Voice.
Relax.
Seriously.
Yes. But I mean, you know, I will say, like, I think we have to, we did. We gave Dorit some credit last week. She wasn't like a complete, you know, pushover. I don't know. You know, I think that the true test will come at the reunion.
Yeah. So, this isn't over.
Yes. So what else can
we
say?
It's never over.
Yeah.
No. It keeps going.
So Lisa Rinna calls up Lisa Vanderpump, or they call one of the two Lisas talking the phone. And she says, oh, they both admit they weren't happy about what happened last night. And then Lisa Rinna claims that she didn't mean any harm. And we all laughed. I mean,
yeah.
Really,
so
though.
Funny.
She says that how many times, like, in her housewife career.
Right. She comes from a loving place, always.
She said that she has no regrets and she had to do what she had to do to make Dorit listen. Again, why?
It's like that shock factor, you know, or just, like, pulling the biggest knife out of the bag, I guess, as Kyle would say.
She's like a retaliation, like, queen.
Yeah.
She's good at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody just said they can't hear me in the chat room, so maybe Jimbo, check my mic. But yeah, I can hear myself. Also, they brought up there is no, people are saying there was no filters. That was the real thing. It was at night, so maybe it was.
Oh, okay,
so, we don't know. Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
Well, Eden made a rare appearance on tonight's show. What did you make of this ring gifting to Erica Jayne?
I thought that was so weird. I mean, like, didn't you guys think that was weird? Bizarro. I didn't understand. What it was like out of nowhere, and it was like, okay, she's this zen. She wants everyone love and peace and love and this and that. But that was so strange to me. And I think it's like watching the whole season, I feel like Eden is a nice person and she has good intentions, but it comes off, like what Kyle said like a couple episodes ago, it comes off as like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Like, why
are you
strong.
Obsessive? Yeah, like, yeah. Did you think it was weird?
I get Eden. I mean, she was here in the studio. She is like, she appears on the show. She's very nice. She's very zen, very spiritual. I like the friendship ring thing. I think, I felt it was so Eden.
Yes,
I mean, that
it was
is
very
who she
Eden.
Is. That's
but
who she
the
is.
Person she gave it to did was not. An odd choice. Had she given yeah. that
agreed.
Friendship
yeah.
ring to someone,
Lisa
oh, good point.
Yeah,
or
like
to Kyle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we haven't seen, correct me if I'm wrong, but we haven't seen any scenes between Erica and Eden where they've connected on a level or they have something in common.
Everybody maybe wants to be Erica's friend.
Is that what it is? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Maybe she's finding it hard to connect with Erica, that was like in her mind the only way to connect with her.
Oh,
is
with
that she likes jewelry and stuff like that, but on camera it didn't look good. And the fact that they were all talking about her behind her back in the store.
And they had to look at the price.
Mean girls.
Hurtful.
Wait, that's worse than us talking about it here, guys. Yeah. That's like, that was...
No, okay, so I remember...
Them talking about her in the store.
I remember someone who works with her. Now I'm... Okay, things are coming back. Someone who works with Eden told me that there's this ring exchange at the end of the season. And she told me this weeks ago, and now I'm remembering. She said it looks so weird, but... And this is why Eden is not... Well, I won't say, but she...
Say.
She's not very pleased with how this has been edited because it was so weird how it's been shown.
Yes.
But there's a reason why she gave her the ring, and there's a lot that goes. There's a lot of
she
background.
That up.
Did she? In
I
the
think
sh-
Eden
okay.
mentioned about a ring exchange.
Okay,
and she was here because I felt like when I was watching it, I remembered something about that.
You guys go back to
juicy.
Watch AfterBuzz TV
said it would look
on
weird.
Episode.
Juicy.
And so you chatted with someone on the inside. We'll say
on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about, and we will. I think, Eden, we want you back on the show.
Yes, Eden, come back.
Yes,
so it was painted to make her look like that awkward wannabe friend.
Yes.
Oh, so then I was a total sucker in saying that was... Eden, I'm sorry. I am so... genuinely, I was a total sucker who fell for the editing.
The producers got you. It's okay. They get everyone.
So the ladies went to look at the dog at the SPCA. Eileen made a connection with the dog. Would anyone like to comment on this moment in the show?
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I'm watching and I'm like, I want to adopt every single animal there. And I know it's weird because they're in Asia, but to me it was like, oh my gosh, those dogs look just like the dogs here. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't
they? What are they
going to
do?
I know.
True. But like, they speak another language.
There's a German shepherd. There's a German shepherd. There's a poodle. There's a this. And they're like, there's a wide range. And I'm like, how could this happen to these animals?
Yeah.
It's
terrible.
How? You know, they're not Mongols. Even Mongols deserve to live and not be abused. And I mean, like, it was like, I want every single animal. So when, I mean, even the adoption center, like, she knew what the question was before Eileen finished it. You want to adopt, right? Of course.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
I wonder what the process would be, though, if
I would
someone
think
wants
forever,
it. Well,
right?
She said that there's a lot of paperwork. And I mean, it takes a while. But I feel like they would want to get these dogs out of there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the government might be making it more difficult.
I'm
going
to Google how to adopt a dog from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Do you remember season one when Lisa Vanderpump wanted to bring her dogs from England or something and she got away with it because it's like a private jet or you can get away with a lot more? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She took someone with her, right?
Yeah.
I forgot who she took.
I won't get into free plane trips because, you know, I get a backlash if I go against Lisa Vanderpump. So, you know.
Oh, who cares?
Eileen would have earned so many points if she did adopt that dog in Lisa Vanderpump's eyes.
She would have.
I was hoping. And maybe I hope they wouldn't it be nice if at the reunion they ask her about that and she's like, yeah, actually I'm trying to still get the dog. I don't know, I would like her to do that. I think that is a good thing. And you know,
here's something for Eileen. There's something called HKDR, Hong Kong Dog Rescue. It's a whole website. Eileen,
there you go.
Eileen, it's organized.
Put your money where your mouth is. Yep.
This is it.
How long does it take?
It's called HongKongDogRescue.com. founded in 2003. Oh my gosh. Well, that takes more research that we might not have time for. Okay. But look at that.
Okay. Well, look it up, you guys. Google. No, but I mean, if you do that too, you'd want to probably do it with a lot of dogs. Yeah. Because if you're going to just do one, like, might as well do the paperwork for everyone. Yeah. Call it a day. So rescue them all. Everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Erica met with Eileen and Kyle for lunch. They're back in L.A. And this is when Erica said that she was happy that Rinna questioned Dorit about her trust in her husband and PK. It was almost like a little indirect jab that she didn't have to do the work for. So she was, someone was happy with Lisa Rinna's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I felt like it was less of a jab and more of a like a calling out, like someone said it. Finally, mm-hmm. because Erica was feeling this way, and no, she couldn't say it. She yeah. can't say, well, is your husband hitting on me? Like, it's wrong to go there. But mm-hmm. if someone else makes that observation, then, well, I mean, I think mm-hmm. it was rightfully said.
It was yeah. right. Yeah. I mean, anybody, that if you can get somebody on your side, and Lisa Rinna does maybe look at who's the most powerful person on the show,
it's
everybody's seeing Erica emerge as the leader of the show in a way, as well as Lisa Vanderpump will always be the queen. But if you can get somebody on your side, that's great. And by the way, I think it came out last week. Remember I said what Erica's really upset about was Tom. I think there was a
backlash
from Tom. And
yeah,
she went on the after show with Cohen. And she said that because somebody told me, like, Chris, you were right. The real issue, she said, was she got in trouble with Tom. Because you remember that little dinner party and Tom came down so hard on her mm-hmm. with just the little things that went wrong. Can you imagine what happened when she told her what happened with, you know, PK?
Oh, yeah.
Bad. That's disastrous because it makes him look bad in front of all the clients' eyes. All the clients have probably been saying this all along.
I mean, there's a list.
Along,
there's
right?
a laundry list on why that would be bad.
Exactly.
She was in a very bad position the whole season, and so it finally came to a head in Hong Kong.
And, well, especially since she said, well, you need to explain that to my husband.
Exactly.
You need to apologize to my husband.
Doesn't look like anybody's going to be calling Tom, though.
No, I don't think so.
No one's calling Tom for this.
Erica questions all of Dorit's sincerity. She says that she needs to be worthy of her friendship moving forward, which I think, you know, certain, especially when things are damaged, you do kind of have to earn someone's, not only just their trust, but you have to earn people's friendships when you really
Absolutely,
go after
yeah.
someone for nothing. Nonsense. You know, that's my opinion. And she's hoping for a moment with the Kemsleys at this upcoming tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling she will, though.
Yeah, I mean, she...
Do we see them being friends down the line? Because
I know
for sure, I always said that Kim and Rinna were never going to be friends, which I stick to that. But with those two, is there a possibility for them to be friends?
I don't think so, because Dorit, I think, wants to be Erica so bad.
Oh, you do?
I do.
You think Dorit wants to be Erica?
Well, like Erica.
I love Dorit's like
vibe,
though.
I love Dorit.
Yeah,
I love
right?
Dorit. But do you notice that she's like
always
upping every
shade.
Yeah, but then, you know, she has hair and makeup and she has all the I don't know.
She's got the foil in her hair and Erica didn't come up with that.
Well,
so.
She knew that Erica was going to do something above and beyond, so
they all do. They
Ben's
have to
blazing.
All come out. Yeah, they're all upping each other's
I
game.
Mean, but you can be a Lisa Rinna or you can be an Erica. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, I'm not saying either is bad. I mean, it's great, but there's a level of
sophistication and fashion.
And well, effort that you put in. Mm-hmm. I mean, Erica pays I don't know how much for her glam squad.
Right.
So
we don't discuss such things. There's no
shout out to Eileen. I have to give Eileen a shout out for finally getting an apology on this series. It took her three seasons.
I will clap for that.
A legit apology from Erica.
Yes.
Congratulations, Eileen. She finally has closure with something on
somebody.
The show.
Something and someone.
It would be Erica.
I know it was a nice moment. And, you know, it was understated. And it was like, you know, they grabbed each other's hands. They had a moment. They didn't have to bring anyone's name into it. They just, they were on
friends.
The same vibe.
Which,
and it was good.
Yeah, which showed that those two women are real friends.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very definitely.
And real women.
Real women, real friends. Yeah, and especially that whole thing because it was about Erica's kid. The sensitive, I mean, like a mom. I talk about it in here. The whole mom thing.
The Fab Mom's Guide.
The Fab Mom's Guide, how to get over the bump and bounce back after baby. This is my book. But,
your groove back.
But get the groove back. You got to get the groove back. But becoming a mother makes you very sensitive about certain things, about your kids. And the fact that Eileen, even though it didn't make any sense, that Erica, like to me, I was like, wow, Erica really reacted to that in a big way. Eileen got it, like woman to woman, mother to mother, real friend to real friend. Like, they got it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect anything less from those two, though, because they are real friends, and the fact that Eileen helped her go on her show, it's like, they just have, like, a connection. Mm-hmm. So.
There's nothing bad
there's
about
no bad,
that.
There's no bad, but between Dorit and Erica, I'm going to live for the drama that happens there.
Well,
that's
from,
why we watch Housewives.
I'm scared of that.
From the real, from the real to the fake. PK and Dorit had a sit down and talked about Boy George is going to Switzerland, if you're wondering. Ooh. And they were like, oh no, we're definitely not going. And I was like, wonder why. PK is very, he claims he was very upset by the phone call. He didn't seem upset with the call in the last episode. He seemed to kind of fluff it off and treat it like a joke.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'm always keeping my eye on him. And his behavior. He calls Rinna schizophrenic and dangerous, which could be kind of fun.
I mean, that's kind of fun.
Are these women really dangerous, though? I mean, really?
No. Yeah.
He's loving it.
PK says that Erica should call her husband because it's been about 6 months.
Oh. That was low blow again.
Yeah, very low. Very low. But, you know, what do you expect? You know, that man, that PK...
That PK.
But look at the
PK
issues.
Is helping Dorit out, though, for sure. Because he's driving the storylines for her.
She should be able to handle it on her own or get off.
Well, I like how the husbands support all of the wives on the show. And I think when she told him, she wasn't crying on the phone. She was kind of laughing it off herself. But, you know, after you internalize and you think, oh, my God, my wife is there all alone in Hong Kong. These things that were said were pretty strong. And I like how he did take it. And it was like, you know, we need to deal with this. This is pretty serious. And they're very protective of their wives. I think that's wonderful.
But
very
I don't think he took it seriously, though.
He said he did when she came back, he's like, this was not so good.
Yeah, but that's when I think he didn't take it seriously, though. I thought that he was too busy making jokes and one-liners about Erica's marriage and Lisa Rinna being dangerous. You know, it wasn't that serious. Mm.
It was
him looking for time.
Yeah, it was just reminding me of when Lisa Rinna called Harry Hamlin from Hong Kong. It was the same thing. She was upset. Harry Hamlin, calmed her down, supported her. And I love to see that. That's the way the husband should be. The thing is, we haven't seen or heard from Tom in quite a while.
Yeah. It's true.
So when PK made that, yeah, that's what it is.
He didn't even come to I don't think he's coming to the party. It doesn't look like, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
It looked so bad in that last season at that dinner party. You know, when they hosted, it looked really, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't come off so good. So I think he's like, I'm done. I need to focus on law and not get involved in this.
In the real world.
Well, we cut between Y&R and... Kyle's project. Kyle's very busy. She's booked.
Very busy. Just with this crazy schedule that they talked about for 10 minutes.
Yes. She's so booked that she's shooting a pilot when half of it she was away in Hong Kong sitting on a boat eating dinner next to Lisa Rinna. I mean, go get to work.
But she was getting paid for that. Yes. For Real Housewives.
So it is.
That is Housewives money.
Work. Yes. It's work.
I guess that if it's like you've got your project and you're shooting a one episode pilot, wouldn't you clear your schedule? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
So working mother.
I put everything before myself anyway.
It doesn't say executive producer, though. It says producer. So maybe that changes it.
It's a different level.
Other guy was executive producer. I am waiting to see Alicia Silverstone. I mean, that's supposed to be the
exciting.
Person.
So
I don't
exciting.
Know how they got her to play Kyle because they don't really look alike and she's a major star. And by the way, I was just asked. Oh, yes. I have to mention this.
And Clueless, she's a major
hello.
Star. And she was a major star like 20 years ago. Hey, Clueless is one of
that's
my favorites.
No, no, no. Let me be clear. I love Alicia Silverstone. I was just at Circus Liquor today. Well, I was at, hold on. Wait a minute. I was at Fat Burger across the street, okay? I'm not a drunk. And I went into Fat Burger and I'm like, does anybody else ask about Alicia Silverstone? What was the name of that movie? She's like, Clueless. I mean, they shot it right over there and she got robbed and everything. So, yeah. What's that?
This isn't a liar.
This isn't a liar.
Yeah.
Like a totally expensive designer.
Oh. Yes. I love that. I love that whole movie.
That's really taking it back.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimbo.
I remember they shaded the valley. Wasn't that the scene where they're like, what are you doing?
The valley. We're at Sun Valley.
Well, the father says,
yikes.
Anywhere you are in Los Angeles, you are, what, 45
Take 20,
minutes
no,
away?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
In the valley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep, I'm just having a snack at my girlfriend's.
Love it. Talk about pop culture expert, okay?
The prep for this party was something else. You've got all these women doing different things. Erica's team is ready. They are suited up. And like, we've got the wig. We've got, here's what you're wearing. Just sit here and watch.
My favorite line, I think, in the whole thing was when Kyle said, "My little pony just walked in." With her wig.
I love that. I am waiting for Lisa Vanderpump to turn the ponies into unicorns. I'm like, so ready, right?
No, my little pony, she was talking about Erica.
I know. Oh, okay. I know. But you know.
Just so we're clear.
Just so we're clear.
That would be an easy fix, Chris. I think you're right. I mean, why not? You know, they can easily do it.
We see Kevin Lee, who I adore.
He's the best.
He's the best trainer in the league. So, you know, he's like really little great. Half-second clips throughout the season, but we never get to see. So he is doing a lot of parties for Lisa. Finally, we get to see him do a little bit more tonight.
He always did her parties.
He always does the parties, but we haven't seen too much of him in the season.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
I want more. I want more
he
Kevin
needs
Lee.
His own yeah. show.
I'm surprised Kevin they don't do a digital thing with him or something like that.
They could just call it She She She.
He's had the brand for over 25, 30 years.
Yeah. He is so talented. Yeah. So he's actually fixing the ponies, but I'm like, I'm waiting. Erica went with the unicorn last week on dancing, but I'm waiting for Lisa Vanderpump because, you know, she lives in her own fantasy world of beauty, and I respect that. I love it. I'm like the same way. And she creates this beautiful world. So I can't wait to get to the party tonight, Grant, because it is perfection.
Well, Kyle was busy cutting up a dress. She took off a mannequin.
It was more like a jumpsuit.
Yeah. I'm like, this woman doesn't have anything in her closet.
No, let me tell you, when I saw that, that made my point. I've always liked Kyle, but that made my points with Kyle go straight up. I thought, that's a woman who makes it work.
Yes.
Very hard to believe she didn't have anything else to wear.
Yeah.
I mean, totally. The first thing
she owns a boutique.
She owns a boutique. It's like you have this closet full of everything. But then when I saw her, I mean, half the time, like, as a mother, I'm always like, oh, my God, I don't have... Tonight, I'm going through my own closet. I'm like, I don't have a damn thing to wear. What am I going to wear? And when I saw Kyle do that, I go, oh, my gosh, she is real. She has, like, 10,000 shoes, but she's still real, and it's okay to cut the bottom off your pants. I love you.
Yes, love it.
Dorit was busy getting her hair done. What did you all think of that?
I love it.
I said what I needed to say.
Two thumbs up. She is so glamorous. I thought the dress was glorious. The hair idea was her own. I mean, she's like challenging Erica in a way. She's bringing it up.
But she has her own lane.
Yeah, it's her own lane.
You know,
for sure.
I like now we're 17 episodes in. I really expected a lot more from Dorit. I thought there was a lot. Like when they introduced her, I thought, you know, she was this entrepreneur, this clothing designer.
No, it just never happened.
I think there's still hopefully growth, and hopefully she'll be able to figure out, because I feel like all these housewives come on and they figure out what they want to do, what they want to sell. Yeah. And I hope Homegirl gets it together because she can offer a lot.
She's like fun PK's to watch. Outfit? I like watching her.
Yeah, I want to see her swimsuits. I do not want to buy anything from the show.
My thought on Dorit's hair when she was getting it done, I didn't realize that that was the look. I thought they were going to like put like her hair in the back, go up for it, like give it volume, and you'd see different things. I didn't realize it was just going to be like a half. Like what do you call them?
Well, she said that she's like a fashion show.
Oh my god,
I would have liked more volume.
Whatever, it was daring, so I give her credit for being daring. She looked horrible. You know, it was all right, but I mean, her
who
son
was the best dress?
Jagger wasn't into it. No.
Jagger didn't like it, and he doesn't say anything, and he's like, no.
And then,
I know you made that good point.
He doesn't say a word, and he's like,
Nope.
Well, Jenna, that was one of my favorite parts.
We missed you last week, but you brought up a really good point. Didn't some of the girls go to get fashion or material, and isn't that where Dorit buys her clothing? Or isn't that a good
China.
Place to go to Hong Kong? Hong Kong is where you go, right?
Yeah, you go there for everything, and everything's, like, super cheap. Like, exactly. Let's say a dress on Fashion Nova, these websites that everyone goes to, want my look. This one guy just buys, I think, like, maybe one dress that they'll sell for $30. You can get a pack of five for $5.
Yeah.
What? Or less. I'm so sorry. It's like $2. It's $2 American. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, so might as well just start a clothing line. And that's what a lot of people do, though. And then they go to Hong Kong, buy a ton of dresses, and it doesn't matter if it's, like, in different sizes or whatever, because you get a pack for, like, X small through large.
And do you redesign it or something and make it your own?
Not a lot of people do. That's why you see the same thing over and over again, or all the same people people wearing the same jumpsuits or bodysuits or whatever.
Interesting.
All the same.
Wow. But we finally got to see them go shopping tonight.
Yeah.
You're in Hong Kong, you gotta go shopping for clothes and stuff. So that
But you see the prices. It's like $16,000 for that ring. But, it's $170.
$170.
Yeah, I mean, the exchange is just unreal.
Wow. Eden did bring it up, because I remember she said, I gave a rose quartz. And I'm like, I know what that means. I know what that means. Yeah. It means love. It means the heart chakra and everything. Yeah. And she said, yes, that's what it was about. So she did. She'll probably go into it again. But
it was for, I think, her mother or something, like healing her heart for like someone that she lost. Yeah. It was something along those lines of why she gave her the ring.
And I have, this is so not on purpose. Ooh. I have a rose quartz.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
This is my freaky true story, not a joke. Hello. This is my memento that I bought for myself when my daughter was 6 months old, like as a celebration of motherhood. And I just liked it because it's pink, but it's a rose quartz. So, Eden, you taught me something.
Yes. Amazing.
My heart is healed.
Yes. You have a connection. Heart chakra.
I have a connection.
You understand Eden more.
Eden,
now.
I owe you a book. I owe you a fab mom guide.
That's right.
No,
that's
but like, yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing a rose quartz.
How perfect is that?
Is, yeah,
crazy.
Really.
Thank you.
Well, when Lisa Rinna got done being made up in her kitchen, they all went over to the beautiful party.
He loved that part.
I was like, that. Really? We can't see any other rooms in this house, which the kitchen could use some work.
Remember, Lisa's brought
this up. I don't mean to be a bitch, but I'm just saying, like,
she's
that
up on
carpet and all that, like, I don't know what they're doing in that kit. Look, just to be, I rag on everyone's stuff. I'm just saying, but anyway.
They've shown other little bits and pieces of, like, the bedroom and stuff like that, but Lisa Rinna has said over and over on this show and other shows, Harry Hamlin is cheap. I didn't say it. Lisa Rinna said it. And also, she says he refuses to update the house. He refuses to update the kitchen. So what you
see...
Well,
that would be a problem for me.
Yeah. Well, I think he built all the cabinets. He built the house.
He didn't build that house. No.
That's what she said.
Maybe he helped out.
No, wait a minute. You don't know that.
Maybe he helped out. He makes blueberry pies.
Lisa,
don't forget that.
Lisa
Rinna. Blueberry pie is different than a house, but yes.
There was an interview with Lisa Rinna, and it was Watch What Crappens, another podcast that talks about Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
On there, and those of you who are listening know what I'm about to say, who have listened to that show, on their 50 year anniversary, she called in and she said that the singer Bonnie Raitt, right? She used to live in that house, and it was an older Hollywood house up in the hills from the past, the old days. And they came and they checked out the house and they first moved in, and they came a few years ago, and different pieces of outdoor furniture, including one bench or swing, was from when Bonnie lived there. So it's an older Hollywood house. So maybe he repainted the cabinets, but he didn't build that house. End of rant. End of rant.
Okay, Lisa Rinna.
All right. Yes, Dorit, she's there. She's questioning, quote unquote, to Lisa Vanderpump and her husband PK, if Rinna does have a drug problem, perhaps it's just paranoia, and perhaps it is drug use. And I want to point out that which is so stupid. But I want to point out that there are no husbands at this party. Vince isn't there. Ken is somewhere in the background. But yet, who's front and center with an ill-fitting jacket? PK.
Oh.
I knew. Okay, I'm glad you brought it.
Do
in.
You feel ill-fitting? You're the fashion.
Ill-fitting jacket.
My clothes aren't that tailored, but come
I'm
on.
Like, does my collar not fit correctly?
Now I'm like, looking at everything.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not claiming to be any fashion statement, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, this guy's, we're supposed to believe that he's got tons of money and they're under the house in Beverly Hills, so, you know.
And the issue Step was that up. You were saying that his collar doesn't touch his neck.
Yeah, it was too far back. It was just too, it's just, you know, and I have this problem myself, but it's like if you have a really well-tailored, well-made suit, if
you're
you know,
supposed to,
AKA coming from Big Coin, then you have it fitting really well. Anyway, where's Eden? Like, I know she was going to have a moment, so I was looking in the background for her, but,
she
you know, the stage is set for the finale next week. So it'll be a lot
I'm
going
excited.
On. Yes,
I know. I feel like we could do like an Easter special or something because everything looks so spring and Easter-y, which is coming up in a few weeks. And
we're going to wear bunny ears, Chris?
Well, Lisa Vanderpump has the roses in her hair. I have the
Snapchat
bunny ears for
filter.
You guys.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll bring in cupcakes. cupcakes again. We'll have a party. Yeah, but it looks. I mean, I just want to comment one more time. When they came in, I'm like, Bravo is getting their money's worth with Lisa Vanderpump. That party was spectacular. It was so
amazing,
beautiful, so beautiful. Kevin Lee, you did an awesome job.
That was the most stunning.
Wasn't it? I enjoy that. That's why I watched the show. Gorgeous. A big reason is the beauty.
Well, with a few minutes left, we have to get into some news and gossip. So we must get to this point.
Let's do it.
Erika Jayne, or Girardi, was on Nightline, believe it or not, and she said that her life couldn't be any better at this point. And they had a little interview, and here's a moment from this interview. If you see the full interview, you can go on abc.com.
That I suffer from what every woman suffers from, which is never being pretty enough, never being thin enough, never being smart enough. You know, you can really whip yourself into a frenzy about all the things that you don't have instead of all the great things that you do have.
When Erica turned 35, she felt something was missing.
I felt like I was just not being myself. I felt like I was hiding.
Who were you hiding from?
I was hiding from me. I was hiding from sparkle and magic and fun and fearlessness and music and dance and creative magic.
Did you know that she was inside of you this whole time?
No, not
really.
I just knew I had feelings. I just knew I had thoughts. I knew I had things I wanted to say. Listen, I'm rebellious, okay? I always have been. And Erika Jayne is a little bit of a rebel, too.
A little bit.
There you go. It's a good interview.
Wow, great interview.
Yeah, Thomas, you actually put something on Twitter, and that's how I picked up on this interview. So
yes.
Thanks for the retweet.
Yes.
Yes. So what else is going on?
Oh, do I read
number two?
I'm new here, so okay. Eileen reels from taping the reunion, calling herself shell-shocked. She says she's reached a place of understanding with LVP, credits her time with her in Hong Kong. Eileen thinks the trip to Hong Kong was overall a pretty positive trip, but for sure there was a lot of you-know-what that hit the fan. The article says she's praised Rinna for owning when it comes to Kim Richards, but has no comment when it comes to Rinna's cocaine accusation towards Dorit. She went on to say, when you're jet-lagged and exhausted, all unresolved feelings tend to come to the surface. So, as you can see, lots of unresolved stuff between Erika Girardi and Dorit kind of hits at the boat. kind of keeps on going, too. There's not a lot of resolution on this trip, and a lot of the stuff is brought to the forefront. So that's what's going on.
The reunion. Yeah, a little tease on the reunion.
Yeah.
Thomas, what's going
on? Well, Lisa Vanderpump's Bravo blog says, Lisa thinks Dorit did an excellent job defending herself and a worthy opponent when gloves are off. While she says Erika Girardi is a tough nut to crack, she explains, I felt a responsibility for all of them as they were invited to my event, and I didn't want to see it all end in tears. Erika has never made an effort with me since the beginning when I had welcomed her to the group. All I heard was negativity last year. Things have improved this year, and I am hopeful for what lies ahead, but I am not an idiot, or I am a busy idiot with not much energy left to push for something that is one-sided.
Chris, what do you have over there?
Well, guys, Grant gave me the perfect one because this just came out yesterday, and the GLAAD Media Awards are, of course, this weekend. AfterBuzz invited me to cover, and I'm so upset that I'm going to be out of town, and I can't. But guess what? Erika Girardi was just named as the headliner for the after party, which even is more crushing for me, like my favorite person. So anyways, guys, check on social media. April 1st is the GLAAD Media Awards. Erika Jayne is taking a day off from her dance rehearsals at Dancing with the Stars to be the headliner. I know it's going to be spectacular, so definitely check that out. It's coming up right
away. I'm sure it'll be all over Twitter or whatever.
Everywhere.
Yes. Jill, tell us quickly about your book.
What's going on? This has been so much fun with you guys. You guys are so much fun. Oh my gosh. I'm going to join you online future. But my book is called The Fab Mom's Guide, How to Get Over the Bump and Bounce Back Fast After Baby. It's a book for first-time pregnant moms. So if you know a pregnant mom, get it for her for a gift. Or if it's for you, get it for you. There's a whole bunch of stories in here that build up a first-time mom's confidence, motivation, resilience to stay focused after baby. Get it? Fab, focused after baby.
Look at you.
I know. And I've got all sorts of juicy stories involving celebrities, like how Matt Damon helped me cope with baby separation anxiety.
Ooh. Girl, we're going to have lunch.
And how Russell Brand powered my working mom mojo. Yeah, lots of fun stuff in here. It's on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com right now.
That's everybody great. Get it.
Check I want a signed copy, so yeah. I'm going to ask to get a sign.
Check that out. Jill, where can we find you online?
Oh, well, my website is thefabmom.com, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jill Simonian. And I'm on Facebook and, like, tweeting and posting all the time like a crazy person. But it's so much fun.
Yay.
Now I'm going to tweet all y'all.
Yes, please do.
Great. Yeah. I'm going to tweet you back.
It was so nice having you in, getting a fresh perspective. Yes. We had fun with you, for sure. Chris, where can we find you?
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at AK Golden Boy. And once again, I want to remind you to check out the Popcorn Talk interviews, because Bravo has been teasing the Real Housewives of Potomac coming out. We have all the stars interviewed there, as well as Jane Lynch, who is coming out again with Hollywood Game Night on NBC. These are all part of the NBC family. We did the junket. And, of course, David Alan Greer and Loretta Devine. These are wonderful interviews, so check them out on Popcorn Talk.
Hey, guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please follow me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And now that I hear Chris, go to, as well, on to After Buzz and Popcorn Talk, but go to Black Hollywood Live as well. I do the interviews for the NBC Press Tour and
nice.
Housewives of Potomac, and everyone's there. So it's interesting. So go ahead and go on there and write little comments. I'll say hi.
And you guys know you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And I'd love it if you'd listen to my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. We talk about Erica. We talk about Dancing with the Stars. It was a good time recently over on that show. So check it out if you will like to do that or do so. In the meantime, the finale, believe it or not, finally, episode 18 is next week, and it's all going to go crazy. So check us out right here for the after show at AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.